Whatever affliction befalls you, it is the result of your own hands. Even though many of your misdeeds, he grants forgiveness. You cannot frustrate Allah in earth, and there is no protector or helper for you besides Allah. Among his signs are the ships which look like mountains upon the ocean. If he wants, he can cause the wind to become still and leave them motionless on their backs. Surely, in this example, there are signs for every such person who patiently endures and is grateful. Or he may cause them to drown in consequence, or even after a few of their misdeeds, though he forgives many of their misdeeds. Those who dispute about our revelations should know that there is no escape from them. Whatever you are given is nothing but a provision for the transitory life of this world. Better and everlasting is the reward which Allah has for those who believe. Put their trust in their Rabb. Avoid major sins and shameful deeds. Forgive even when they are angry. Answer the call of their Rabb. Establish Salah. Conduct their affairs with mutual consultation. Spend out of the sustenance which we have given them. And when they are oppressed, help and defend themselves. The recompense for an inquiry is an injury proportionate to it. But if a person forgives and makes reconciliation, he shall be rewarded by Allah. He does not like wrongdoers. Those who take revenge when wronged cannot be blamed. The blameworthy are those who oppress their fellow men and conduct themselves with wickedness and injustice in the land. It is they who will have a painful punishment. Those who endure with fortitude and forgive others surely exhibit great courage in conducting their affairs.